Marco Werman here with The World. You can't get here from there, not directly anyway. And that's the thing about a suggested ban on air travel to the U.S. from Ebola-stricken countries in West Africa. There are no direct flights to the U.S. from Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone. Anyone who lands here after leaving those places has to come via a third country, and that would complicate things. So today, the Obama administration set up other ways to monitor passengers coming from those countries, like requiring people coming from Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea to pass through one of the five U.S. airports set up for Ebola screenings. And starting Monday, anyone arriving from any of the three countries will have to undergo a strict 21-day monitoring period for Ebola symptoms. I checked in with Liberian Patrice Joa about those new measures. We spoke with her from Monrovia last week here on The World. Patrice is in the fashion business, and yesterday she boarded a plane from Liberia's capital and made her way to Washington Dulles Airport via Brussels. She says a screening started even before she could get through the airport's main entrance in Monrovia.
At the gate, we had to check our temperature, and my mother could not enter. My mother had to get out of the car because they said only those who are traveling are allowed to enter the compound.
And that's not typical. I gather authorities even took the temperature of your driver.
Yes, he took the driver's temperature and my temperature. When it was time to check in, we all got in line and were given the health screening forms. Before submitting it to the health worker, we had to wash our hands. Once inside, we had our temperatures checked again, and there were health workers there dressed up with the mask and gloves. There was one other health form for Brussels Airport, since that's where we're connecting to come to the U.S.
Right.
I'm really impressed by how this thing is being handled. They're not taking any chances.
Was your flight crowded? I mean, are flights out of Monrovia generally packed? I mean, what did you get the sense of in terms of people leaving the country?
You had a lot of business people who were leaving the country. It was really crowded. And before boarding the plane again, we had our temperatures checked.
So that was a third time?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you get to Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. What was the hardest thing about arriving at Dulles?
Well, before arriving at Dulles, when we were at Brussels Airport, we also had our temperatures checked, and then we had to submit a form there as well. And once we got to Dulles, I think I was the only Liberian on my flight, but then you had other Africans on the flight as well. Mm. Once we got there, we lined up, and the first immigration guy that I met, he was really warm and friendly when he saw my Liberian passport. He said, welcome, enjoy your trip, but you only have one more step. They gave me a small thermometer to check my temperature daily. So while I'm here, they gave me some contacts, that I can get to if I feel sick. So they're able to monitor you when you're here.
Interesting, because there are some Americans, as you've probably heard, who have been pretty vocal about wanting to halt all flights to the U.S. from the countries hardest hit by Ebola, and that would be obviously one of them would be Liberia. What would you say to those people?
It's not the way forward. They won't be able to get aid to the people. It's going to make the situation worse, because I think compassion is really needed at this time, knowing that we are still connected to the world, knowing that people are still coming in to empathize and work with us. It's a part of the recovery process. So if you completely cut off those three countries, which are already struggling economically, it will be devastating if it happens. So we're hoping and praying that it does not happen. But I think the situation can be controlled if people can educate themselves on the disease, about the disease, and how they can prevent it. And just, take precaution.
Fashion entrepreneur and activist Patrice Joa, who's just arrived in the U.S. from her home in Monrovia. Thanks very much. Good to speak with you again.
Thank you for having me once more, and I'm excited to be here.